You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
None of that was on it. This is a very special podcast event that I am intro.
God, I love that. It takes me back.
To when? The fucking 70s?
Yeah.
When you were 2 years old?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. You had an afro? Were you black?
I was blonde.
Okay, I'm tired of all of us masturbating about our own histories. Let's talk about stuff.
Poop?
So in the last
we didn't introduce ourselves at all. This is a whole podcast.
I'm Sophie. I'm the artist.
Hey, Sophie's the artist. John, I like to call him Brain Man, because he has one.
Right.
That he's ruining.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
Yeah, all that.
Scott.
What?
I was going to call you the muscle, because you're bigger than me.
But really, he's also half of the artist team. There's two artists here.
I'm the letterer.
Letterer.
The letterer.
Backgrounds and stuff. And you do a lot of the design work on the site.
You mean all of it?
The letters.
The heavy lifting in the design work, like the muscle, guys. Like the muscle.
All right, and Keith is the ADD. So let's talk about stuff, man. There's so many exciting things that have happened in the world.
Julian Assange did a cameo on The Simpsons last week.
That's true. Did you see it?
Yeah, was it funny?
It was really funny.
Yeah, he just showed up. They go to the Outlands or whatever, like, which is just like a... They get kicked out of Springfield.
Wait, the Outlands?
Yeah. They get kicked out of Springfield. They go to the Outlands. There's a whole intro, like, they're like, the Outlands, like an off-the-grid community like they have in the States and all that stuff. Okay. And then, like, Julian Assange lives in, like a bubble with a giant satellite on top of it. Uh-huh. And he's like, hello, and like whatever. And they're like, New Flanders sucks. And then the gag that gets me, though, is when he goes into his house, he's just sort of like, he's like, don't look at my access code. Then he's like, boop, 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 boop. And it's just one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's amazing. And it was awesome because, like, I read this whole article about Simpsons.
I can hear you breathe from here.
That's super weird. We got this whole article into The Simpsons about how they got guests, like, fucking, like, completely unfindable guests, like, that they had Thomas Pinch on. As a guest, even though...
I don't know who that is.
The Crying of Lot 49, famous author.
Okay.
Not Branson Pinchon?
No. Okay. Thomas Pinchon.
From...
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. No. Thank you, Steph.
Was that guy
Balky's cousin?
Balky.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Branson Pinchon. Did he disappear, right? Like,
that was the last thing he ever did?
Yeah.
What? No. He did The Langoliers. He was in True Romance.
Right. That was fucking big.
Was he? Oh, yeah, I know he was in True Romance. That was amazing.
He got pulled over when his girlfriend hit him in the face with all the coke.
Was he ever in any of the Three Ninjas movies?
No, you're thinking Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan, also known as Terry Hogan, also known as Terry Bollea.
Was he ever in Perfect Strangers?
Wait, was this guy bulky?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Yes.
But only in WCW.
only in WCW. He never broke kayfabe, though.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so yeah, Julian Assange, it was very funny. But anyway, yeah, they booked Thomas Pynchon, who's an author who's famously never, ever been photographed for the past, like, 30 years, whatever. He doesn't have a photograph. He had a paper bag on his head when he did the Simpsons episode.
Seriously.
Now they had fucking Banksy, who animated their intro, was it, like, last year?
Yep.
They did a whole Banksy intro, actually, and Julian Assange, and they were just sort of like, it's this sudden thing being like, these are, like, unfindable celebrities are now Simpsons cameos. And I was like, I think that's fucking awesome.
Still not going to watch it.
Well, why not? Because it's Simpsons?
No, I don't get TV, so I don't really have a chance to see it.
It's on Hulu.
I'll tell you why.
We're Canadian, and
we can't fucking get Hulu. So,
Fuck you, Hulu. Buy Netflix.
What I was actually saying was download it illegally, but I was just saying it in American.
Right.
I just realized.
I actually read the book written not by... Julian Assange, but by this guy named Daniel Schmidt, who was Julian Assange's right-hand man, basically from the start of all of WikiLeaks, all the way up until the end.
This is the Social Network movie, but about WikiLeaks, right? Where it's like how he's actually sort of a cocksucker?
More or less, actually. And it's not really surprising that Julian Assange is kind of like a crazy, weird, like, dude? Nerd dude. Like you expect that from having known him. And you also expect that...
Look, I've been holding it in for fucking 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Just let him out. Let him out. We've all been drinking for hours. So,
I'm really sorry.
One day, our official...
I brought chips.
We're all drinking Pabst
beer.
Blue Ribbon.
We love you, Pabst.
Blue Ribbon beer. Beer.
Yeah. Blue Ribbon. So, so Daniel Schmidt, anyway, is this
name
guy...
Name book, by the way? If you drop, name drop it.
It's
okay, I'll find it.
I don't remember. I don't remember what the book was called. But anyway, I was so proud of remembering Daniel Schmidt. Like, it was a lot of work.
Instead of, like, Julian Assange as Robin.
Well, in a sense, this guy is. Like, he was involved, like, at the very, very start of WikiLeaks. He was there the whole way along, and he, like, in the book, he talks about how, like, Julian Assange liked to imply there was this, like, super huge network of hackers all backing up WikiLeaks. They're all there.
It was just, like, four dudes or whatever.
It was total bullshit. Like, their servers were complete fucking shit. They didn't have any money. They had three guys fucking coding all of this stuff. And they, like, somehow managed to remain unarrested, mostly because nobody in the world noticed them. And then by the time that they actually did start getting money, you know, everything changed at that point. But
I mean, I think there's a bit of safety, like, right? Like, there's a bit of safety to be had in, like, looking way bigger and more important than you are, because people will, like, the FBI will, like, fucking form teams and sub-task force or whatever to analyze the threat, instead of just being like, let's find this dude and bust him.
Speaking of that, did you guys listen to the anonymous hack of the FBI MI6 conversation? This is like 2 weeks ago. Okay,
I heard
about
it vaguely.
So MI6 and the FBI get together to talk about how they're going to like start hacking and taking over a bunch of anonymous hackers. And anonymous hackers get wind of this because they've hacked into the email accounts of all of the guys involved in the thing. So they log into the online conversation and listen to the MI6 fucking FBI guys talking about how they're about to take down these guys, record it, put the whole fucking thing online. Solid gold comedy.
Sophie, do you know Anonymous? You know what they are? Your microphone needs to be way closer. Because you're talking a little voice.
I can't. How?
Look how it is on me.
I can't bend it.
I'll bend it for you. Yeah,
I'll bend you.
Here we go. Talk amongst yourselves, guys. Ow!
So the reason I don't watch The Simpsons
is because...
Don't
talk creepy at me.
I watched a lot of, like, the first maybe 8 seasons.
Sure.
And then they got syndicated.
Don't make eye contact like that. It's fucking creeping me out. He's touching me.
I'm not even touching you.
He touched my elbow.
You're talking about The Simpsons. Don't look at me. Don't so fucking look at me.
God, so it's so balmy in here.
If you took your head and just pointed towards
And then all those syndicated episodes were on 5 days a week at 5 and 5:30 on your local...
Yeah, watch them over and over and
CBC,
over again.
Dude,
right, and that really annoyed me. That really annoyed me because I've seen these episodes. So I decided to stop watching the new episodes.
Yeah.
So when they become syndicated, I'll be like, oh, I've never seen this one.
Uh-huh. Can we all agree?
That's really it.
The gelatin episode from fucking, like, season one? CBC had that in, like, once a week. Once a fucking week, CBC played that episode where they bought the Jell-O molds, and Marge brought the Jell-O mold to the, like...
I've never seen this one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She modifies her dress. She buys one expensive dress, and she keeps fucking fixing it, and she keeps modifying
it. Keeps getting worse and worse.
Like pink Chanel dress.
Yeah. I always remember it as the Jell-O episode. That was the worst fucking season one, season two, where they always had, like, lessons, and they were like, what are you trying to do, Simpsons? Are you trying to teach me a lesson here?
Well, whatever. That was the start of it. I mean...
I guess so. It was way... Like, it's hard to, like... I was watching this thing about Simpsons, and they were like, fuck, it was, like... It's hard to... They've been... Sorry, guys. Talking's hard. there's been Simpsons...
You've chosen the wrong hobby.
Correct. Fucking, there's been Simpsons for most of our lives.
Sure.
Like, that's, like, and it's been an important and, like, influential show for most of our lives. It's been on for, what, 21 years? 22 years?
I remember the
I'm sure it's more than that by now.
I remember watching the first episode.
Me too.
I think it's 21.
Me too. I was, like, 11 or something, or 10.
No, I was younger than that, so you must have been...
I guess 22. It's 21. The movie came out at 20, and the movie came out, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
No, it was more than
like...
that. 5 years ago.
It
was 8 years ago, Keith.
Sophie, your microphone moved far away from your face. Here.
God damn, he's such an emo bitch about the microphone.
Because I'm the one who has to, like, turn it up.
Mostly we don't
get it.
Anyway, Sophie, you've been very quiet about all this.
Because I don't care. I'm sorry.
What do you want to talk about? Don't you just...
Metal?
Heavy metal music?
Talk about heavy metal.
Give some shout-outs to your metal friends.
Hi, guys.
Aluminum. Stainless steel.
Aluminum's not very heavy.
Platinum. Who's aluminum?
These are your metal friends. I assume that you just have a pile of metal in your
house. I see what you did there.
Yeah, it's true. It's a super shitty joke.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was bad and I feel bad.
No, but seriously,
you should feel bad.
I don't know who Julian Assange is, whatever his name
really?
Is.
Really?
The guy who runs WikiLeaks.
Oh, you're killing
you told me,
me
this
killing
before
me,
we came here earlier.
Does WikiLeaks mean anything to you?
I heard about it because you guys talked about it a lot. And, and I haven't really watched The Simpsons in about 10 years.
Okay. What do you got?
What do you watch?
Yeah, what do you watch?
Well, I watched Family Guy for a bit.
Okay.
I watch Archer.
Archer's great. Yeah, that's good.
I watched an episode of Futurama today.
Good.
Danger Zone!
I've seen all of Futurama.
I know.
All of it.
Danger Zone!
Danger Zone!
Lana. Lana!
What?
That shit cracks me up, man. Fucking Archer is so good.
Scott, yeah. Right now, for our viewers at home,
Jessica Walters.
Sitting there with a blank look on his face, having never watched Archer.
I did see online today that there is a pilot of Archer that, instead of Archer, his part is played by a velociraptor.
Yeah. But what do you mean? What should we do about this? The entire, all the dialogue of the show. Just fucking
screeching.
No, but just they reanimate. Well, not reanimate.
I wasn't able to watch more than like
it's,
3 minutes.
Because there's no point in watching it. You've
nope.
seen the pilot episode before.
Yep.
It's exactly the same pilot episode.
Having seen neither, I think I'm going to start off with the Velociraptor.
You really should. Show it to your wife. I'm sure she'll love it.
Yep. Sounds right up her alley.
It's true. We can all make fun of Scott just for a moment because his wife thinks Always Sunny in Philadelphia is not funny.
What? It's like the funniest show on TV.
It's
true. Which part is true? Both? She doesn't think it's funny.
Oh my god, dude.
Also, she doesn't like Super refuses Troopers. To watch it, though, to be fair.
I haven't she refused what? To watch it. I just have no interest in seeing it.
What?
Everybody keeps telling me how awesome it is, but I'm like...
Sophie's really contrary.
To what?
Are you pulling a Hooper?
Things that people are really
what?
Into.
It's because she's
yeah,
punk.
You're pulling a Hooper.
What's
so people
that?
Are like, this thing is good, and you're like... Oh, I'm just not going to check it out because everybody says it's good.
No, I'm actually open to
hey,
hearing
Hooper.
Out why it's good.
Yeah.
And I've heard out why people think it's good, and I know it's the William H. Macy one, right?
No, what?
No, who?
William H.
What?
Macy's not in the show. Danny DeVito's in the show.
Danny DeVito's in
the William H. Macy's
He's
not in the show.
He's fucking funny
at all.
As shit.
I was thinking
poop
the wrong
is funny.
Thing.
Poop
what?
Is funny. What? An entire episode where the joke is poop.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. So I was thinking of the wrong show, but...
William H. Macy's on TV?
Yeah, he's in a show.
Who?
Anyway,
called what?
I don't even know anymore. I thought it was Always Sunny.
Parks and Recreation, that was not funny.
He's no. married to Felicity Huffman.
William H. Macy played the shoveler in Mystery Men.
He's in Fargo?
Okay. I shovel well.
He's in Fargo?
Which guy in Fargo?
The
he's
car
funny
salesman.
Looking.
Oh, he was great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He also played the father in Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, yeah, I know this guy.
Anyways,
he's also in Pleasantville.
Actors in TV shows will also affect my decision on whether or not to watch them. So William H. Macy, as good as he is, doesn't interest me.
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito. Oh. Not so much either.
At some point, I'm not going to say why, but Danny DeVito, all sweaty, crawls out of a leather sofa.
Naked.
Naked. We've all seen Danny DeVito's naked ass.
It's a weird little
I'm
ass.
Good with not seeing the show ever.
Oh, man. Sophie, you're missing out. This is comedy gold. This is
really,
really,
really funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Scott.
Well, no, it is.
I know.
All right, fine. Keith, when we get back, you can fucking show me an episode.
Okay.
And
I don't know. What episode do we start with? Because there's the episodes pre-Danny DeVito, which is where they're kind of finding their stride.
Yeah.
I personally find...
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia
no,
is...
No, the Dennis system.
The Dennis system is amazing.
The Dennis system is the
episode. But I'm just saying,
if
you want to start, if you want to start for, I also really, really like underage drinking and actual problem.
Yeah.
Like underage drinking
no,
and actual...
No, the one where they get on crack.
I would like one
I would
crack,
like
please.
One crack, please. Thank you for being fair.
I think that one's more funny when you know the characters.
Yeah, when you know
the
because that is the punchline. I'm just sort of like, why do we have to do all this? It's Charlie work. And they're like, because you were addicted to crack last week.
Yeah. No. Okay, the Dennis system, honestly, it introduces all the characters really well. It's funny as fuck.
Charlie finds a Nazi hat.
There's the music.
That was really funny.
No, it's not Charlie finds a Nazi hat. It's called like
the gang finds us.
No, it's like Dennis's dad might be a Nazi or something.
Yeah.
Like something like that. It's awesome.
No, it's Mac's dad who might be a Nazi.
No, it's Dennis's dad might be a Nazi. They go because remember Dee's visiting him in the hospital.
It's their granddad.
Yeah, the granddad.
Oh yeah.
Mac's dad went to prison.
Mac's dad went to prison.
The mom's episode.
Christmas episode's also pretty
awesome. The Christmas episode is amazing. What? Yeah, and all the like Santa Clauses, they come in, they go up and visit your mom up in her bedroom, and then they come down and give you a present.
Or
go
something.
Away.
They give you a present.
No,
or
no,
something.
Pretty sure that's not how it was. What you about go, Christmas where you go into someone else's house and take their presents and then run away?
They went, that's why there's no presents when you get home, because your neighbors came in and took
the mom's episode.
Yeah. Mom's episode?
The revenge.
Oh, when they live with both of them? Oh, no, yeah. When,
don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Just that episode. That's the one. The mom episode.
Anyway, this is like 15 minutes of us gushing over this show. For good fucking reason.
Exactly. If anybody,
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the funniest show on TV.
If anybody's listening to this podcast who hasn't listened to it, they should do it. If anyone's on this podcast who hasn't watched it, they should watch it with me later tonight. Name
Sophie.
I have the first 6 seasons available. We're going to watch it after this. One episode.
Yeah,
Dennis System.
The Dennis System. You there, listeners at home, watch the Dennis System.
They have a very good website. You can go to that website and watch little clips and kitten mittens.
The joke towel? Kitten, can you buy the joke towel? Yeah.
There's, I think they have a looping gif of kitten mittens. Mm. You can just sit there.
Watch the cat all fucked up wearing mittens.
All right. Well,
Sophie's definitely seen kitten mittens.
All right, Scott.
It's been in the emails.
Scott, it's been in your signature forever.
What do you got?
What's new, Scott?
Yeah.
What's new,
Scott? I stopped buying Marvel and DC comic books.
All together?
Yep.
You even bailed on Animal Man?
Even Animal Man, which I really, really liked.
Why?
Even
were you, like,
New Avengers?
You're the site's comic guy. How can you fucking... What the fuck?
Fired.
Can I take a guess?
I read a post by Maddox.
Well, I often take all my advice from Maddox in life.
I tried to pick up a girl.
Okay.
And then she said no, and then I kicked her in the face.
The Max Tucker way.
Did you really?
But I was saying that to try and say that he was,
I've been taking
internet sensations and us following what they do.
It was actually him basically calling out people who were protesting SOPA and PIPA and ACTA and internet regulations from governments by whining about it online and not actually sacrificing. So there's no protest without sacrifice.
I saw a cool meme about that.
Okay. So
this is Keith's contribution to, like, activism. I saw a meme about it, and I was done.
I upvoted it.
So Maddox basically listed a bunch of companies that supported these acts and highlighted ones that would be very easy to boycott. And I was scrolling through this list, basically not caring. And then I saw Marvel, which is owned by Disney, and DC, which is owned by Time Warner.
Fuck off.
We're both there, and we're both obviously...
I didn't know.
Did you not know that?
Supporters.
I think I did, but like I tried to forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they were both outspoken supporters of the Stop
Online Piracy
Act, and I really like my internet free and open, so I stopped giving them my money.
Crazy.
Is there an exit strategy? Like, if these guys come out, if they change their stance, would you reapply your subscriptions?
Yeah, it was really painful. There are comics that I, like Animal Man, which I've really gushed over, and New Avengers, which I've been reading nonstop for 7 years.
Okay.
Six years. Every single issue. That's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, just one title.
How about monthly? What's your monthly... What did you just cost these guys monthly?
7 or 8 issues, $4 or $5 a pop.
Oh, 50 bucks a month.
$50 a month?
Sure. So I walked into my comic shop, canceled them all off my pull list, and because I don't want to hurt my locally owned retailer, I asked him to replace it with independent press.
Right. Like, are you on like a rotation now, or are you just sort of like, give me this issue, give me that issue, or did you come up with a list?
No, I actually asked the retailer for some suggestions and stuff to come up. So I've been getting some new stuff.
That's super cool.
Kind of, yeah. Well, it's it definitely
them,
feels
are
like sacrifice.
Any of them good? Like,
comic books are good, usually. Good comics
that's
are good.
A fucking lie. Comic books are good usually is a fucking
good
lie.
Comic books are always good. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, good. Good. That's a different thing. Good comic books are always good. Saying comic books are good, I can give you some.
I'd just like to take this moment to thank our unofficial sponsor, Pabst Blue Ribbon,
for the statement comic books are good.
Yes, that statement was brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
As the design guy, you need to make a fucking poster. Pabst Blue Ribbon, comic books are good.
Yeah,
that's
so
fucking tagline.
So that's my recent news talking about comic books.
That's cool, though. I support that. I haven't read a comic, I think, since December. For any, political reasons. I just haven't had time. Sophie?
What's that?
Are you reading comic books?
Yes.
What you read?
Well, there's one in my bag. It's Fawford and a Gray Mouse, illustrated by Mike Mignola, and I forget the name of the writer.
Who was it published by?
Really? Mike Mignola?
Yeah. Dark Horse Comics?
Probably.
Mignola, Dark Horse, which is, I think, DC, right?
The fucking Dark Horse is a subset of the Red
Hellboy.
Pardon?
Hellboy.
Mike Mignola did Hellboy. Yeah,
yeah. Man, I read all the Hellboy books. They were fucking so good.
I have them all. I'm a huge Mignola fan. Yeah. Not just his writing, but his artwork is fucking fantastic.
I didn't know he did stuff that was not Hellboy.
He's done a lot of stuff that's not Hellboy.
Well, you see, I don't read a lot of comic books. I basically take what people give to me.
BPRD is pretty good. And I have this Fawford thing. BPRD, he didn't write it, but he illustrated. Sorry?
BPRD is pretty Hellboy related.
Yeah,
it is.
It's for certainly the same thing.
Yeah.
So Lobster
Johnson is good.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Sophie.
What?
Is it good? What's it about?
I haven't finished it yet. I'm reading.
You're in the middle of it. What's it like?
Okay, I'm not. I'm like two chapters in. It's kind of neat. It's these two ne'er-do-wells that get their girlfriends murdered because they're stupid thieves that piss off the wrong people.
If I had a nickel for every time.
That's going to say, that sounds like last Sunday with me and John.
Yeah.
And so they go on a quest to get away from the town that their girls got killed in, and then end up coming back to the city years later, and that's where I'm at. And it's actually kind of fun. I like the way it's written, and the characters are kind of, you get attached to them.
I like his use of dark space. Quickly. Like, half of his panels are just like pitch black, and then the stuff happening on the sides.
He has a way of being detailed without going overboard.
Yeah, totally, totally. It's amazing. Fucking love it.
Mike Mignola worked on X-Force in the early 90s.
Ew.
Yeah. What's X-Force?
X-Force was the mutant comic from Marvel.
Cable was heading that team.
Rob Liefeld was involved in.
Pockets, man.
And
he's the guy who draws all
pockets
the men with
upon
movies,
pockets.
Right?
Yeah, pockets and pockets and guns and no feet. Right. He never draws feet.
I always felt like you should have gotten involved in Scud, and just
so Mike Mignola was tapped to draw the flashbacks.
Okay.
Because Cable's a time traveler, so there's one point where he was like around in the 60s and 70s. So you're reading a Rob Liefeld comic, and then you get four pages of Mike Mignola.
Wow.
It's just
fucking jump.
Seriously.
It's really kind of mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like, you were telling me about this, but you were like, was that in the pile that Chris gave you or whatever?
Yeah. Like, look at these really good comic pages
in the middle of
a Rob Liefeld comic. Like, how did what? No. That's Why did Rob Liefeld agree to this? He looks terrible.
Yeah. It would be like, just showing up, you're like all fucking like flabby, like whatever else like that. Maybe like, yeah, I'm gonna be in an underwear photo shoot next to David Beckham. I'll fucking do it, and I'll look awesome while I'm doing it. And everyone's like, buddy.
You know, something about this whole Rob Liefeld thing that kind of boggles my mind. Like, people have been making fun of him. I'm not a comics guy, right? Like, I don't read a lot of comics. People have been making fun of him for like fucking 15 years, and all I know about this guy is that he draws shitty comics and everybody laughs at him. What is the deal? Like, how does he keep getting work?
Gabe from Penny Arcade, there was a whole contest, right? Which was like, take a photo in your Liefeld pose. Okay. And there's like these people like who were like crazily contorting themselves to try to look like this.
I remember this.
Gabe talked about it being like, he's like, right now, looking back on it, it looks like garbage. And they're like, and he kind of hasn't really evolved his style at all. And they were like, at the time, you were a kid, you saw these dudes with these fucking muscles busting out of their fucking shirts.
And these chicks with these disjointed hips.
Chicks with these huge tits and tiny waists and big asses.
But they look stupid.
But he's like, you didn't know that because he's like, you look at comics in the late 80s and it was just like pipes and sticks and whatever. And there's like they were like, your big giant fucking bustling muscle guy who's in comics wasn't around until like the weird Liefeld image, fucking Jim Lee.
So he fucked up comics?
Exactly. He just destroyed anatomy and whatever, and he didn't even do it correctly because there's guys who did it better. Well,
Rob Liefeld started drawing comics for DC as a 13, 14-year-old. Okay. He was really young. So as a 13, 14-year-old...
Right.
You're like, tits!
No, like, a kid draws comics.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I want to draw comics.
Hmm. But that's it. I don't know about that.
Or at least color comics.
Okay.
Everything looked the same from what I remember of his art. Like, I'm thinking back to, he did Savage Dragon, right?
No.
That's Eric Larson.
That's Eric Larson?
Yeah. And, also,
fuck, what did Liefeld do?
Youngblood.
Youngblood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Youngblood, fucking, with the fist and the gun with the no perspective, so it just looks like there's a fist coming out of the guy's chest and a gun blazing, and you're like, what's happening in this picture?
Captain America's shield that changes sizes through the whole
dude,
thing.
Like, the side shot of the dude and his, like...
That's Cap. Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America, and his, like, tits are, like,
and you can put, like, a million fucking China out. Set on his tits.
And then people draw, like, what would the bones look like underneath? And it's all like,
To answer your question...
Yeah. I don't get it.
Rob Liefeld sells comics.
Okay.
So he keeps getting work. And just to bring that into language you might understand, Nickelback sells albums.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Lowest common denominator. But I've never heard a positive thing about Rob Liefeld in 15 years of like
being
friends
with
people. Big
muscly dudes blowing shit up, scantily clad women being scantily clad.
Rob Liefeld's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He takes it all in stride.
Yeah.
He's never been bitter or angry at his fans or detractors.
Sure.
Nothing but respect for the guy in terms of the spotlight he's under,
okay.
The criticism he receives, which coming from the internet isn't always, I don't understand his anatomy.
Right.
Sometimes it's much worse.
Oh, no, I'm told, yeah, the internet can be vulgar.
There are plenty of no words.
Like Gene Simmons' son.
Yeah.
The internet called him.
Fuck that guy.
You remember that?
No.
Gene Simmons' son drew a comic book.
Okay.
And then it turned out that he traced every panel from Bleach, was it?
Bunches of panels from Bleach, bunches of panels from other...
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, it was mostly Bleach, whatever else like that.
Harsh.
Every panel, they were like, here's a panel from Gene Simmons' son's comic, blah, 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 blah. Here's a panel from Bleach. And it's like the same, and like the guy's like eyebrows are different, and his hair is a little different.
He's
like,
got black hair now.
I've seen that done with...
You could imagine an entire comic that you got paid to fucking
what
do.
What comic was Zealot in?
Zealot was Wildcats?
Wildcats.
Cyberforce.
Wildcats.
There was a panel of her drawn in this, like, pose that was completely, like, just traced over from another comic. I think it was the next title.
Wasn't Rob Liefeld X-Men notorious for doing that with porn?
No, it's not Liefeld. It's another
guy. Who was
guy.
It? I think of Greg Land.
Greg Land, yeah.
Like, I use porn for reference
he'd,
all
like,
the time.
Take porn, and then he'd, like, trace the thing out, and then be like, oh, yeah, now
no, but
it's
Psylocke. It would be exactly. It wouldn't be like I use porn as a reference. Yeah. It would be like,
trace.
Here's the cover of this porno. Here's the cover of his comic book. And it would just be like a bikini drawn on the cover of the porno.
A blue bikini because it's Psylocke.
Or whatever.
The facial expressions were obviously wrong. Like, oh, no, Dr. Doom has kidnapped my son.
And I'm having an orgasm. Yeah.
It's all the squinty eyes and the O mouth, eh?
Yeah.
I like my comic book characters having nonstop orgasms. That's how I read comics. Scott Pilgrim is a really weird read for me.
I never liked that comic.
Because you're a fool.
Lesbians?
The other L word.
I just sort of like... She used to be a lesbian? You had a sexy face? That's my favorite line in the comic. Yeah.
Beer, please.
Scott, maybe you should tell our listeners. John, just asked us if we would like another ice-cold Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What is up with this?
Because we're going to get fucking sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon. We know the guys, and they give you fucking free beer for mentioning their shit. When we draw fucking comics, and our characters are drinking beer, they're going to drink PBR from now on. Why? Because we're going to get free PBR out of it, Sophie. Why do you have to crush our dreams?
All right, you guys can... So do I have to be quiet about this?
No, you just have to say, I love PBR. And then you're drinking PBR.
I am not going to say that, but I'm going to let you guys say that and be quiet about what I'm doing.
John only brought back PBR, even though Sophie did.
Fuck.
Actually, I'm pretty sad those were the last two PBRs.
So we drank all the PBR.
That's right, because it's so good.
And it goes down like...
So delicious. Who would have thought that we had a 2-4 of PBR? Four people just went through it so quickly.
And are having such a good time while doing it.
One, two, three. You guys are three. Well, my brother was here earlier.
When you listen, when we force him to chug it twice.
He's driving, and did you see how snow there is out there?
But
now we're not getting
fucking,
a sponsorship anymore.
Why
don't,
did you guys?
Don't
I
do that.
I should have realized
what's
going on.
Drink responsibly.
Look at those people. Look at those people.
I can't see.
You just missed like, it was like a train of like 20 people. I'm like, where are they going?
Maybe sometimes there's dance parties outside of John's house.
That's true. Sometimes there are dance parties outside of John's house.
And gang fights.
And knife fights. Sophie?
What do you want now?
I want you to be involved in the podcast.
Well, I mean, I try to share a little bit about TV shows, and then we've moved on to comics and stuff, so I figure at some point I'll get some stuff in.
Let's talk about Sophie, then. Sophie, why aren't you on more podcasts?
Because I live far.
Where do you live, Sophie?
Toronto.
Boo!
I don't like living far from my people.
Where are people? Sophie.
But you get to go visit the CN Tower every day.
Thank you, John, but I'm not drinking that. So you can have it.
What? Sophie is, of course, referring to a beer that is significantly less delicious. This is my beer, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay, yes. Good. I'm good.
That is less delicious than perhaps would have been. She's talking about some...
I brought a whole bunch of beers, man.
Amazing!
It's okay. She's in Quebec now for the first time in a little while. She can have some Quebecois.
I will go ahead and I will name drop St. Ambroise as a local brewery.
Mm-hmm.
They could also sponsor us.
I really like St. Ambroise.
You know, lesser or greater fashion. They so choose.
Exactly. We're going to check and drive up the demand for a beer sponsorship deal.
I am drinking
I love some Chex Mix.
It's good.
What's a nice Quebecois snack? Curd cheese. We're sponsored by curd cheese.
Squeaky cheese is the best.
Because in Quebec, you can buy curd cheese.
At the Dépanneur.
At the Dépanneur.
Dépanneur is my favorite Quebecois word.
Dépanneur?
God, it's
What's
so useful.
What's another Quebecois word?
The craziest part about Dep, though, is that like you use it so regularly, and it means, like, nothing to an Ontarian. Fucking drive for, like, 3 hours.
I did! I seriously did!
And you're sort of like, I don't know, pick it up at the Dep, and they're like, what are you saying? And you're like... Mm-hmm.
Yes!
The
corner store.
The place thing where they sell the same thing where it's like, let's go take the metro to this place. They're like, what? Yeah. You mean the subway? I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, but I went to Paris in the last year, and you can get away with metro, but you cannot get away with Dep.
Although they actually have them. Right, there are like corner stores the fuck all over. Like most European cities have those, like
it's
like a stand, not a corner store, but a stand.
They're not Deps.
Yeah, but you can call them a Dep. It's basically what it is.
You can call them Quebecers.
But you're like
Dep,
you tell
a Parisian guy, where's the nearest Dep?
Well, they won't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But you're speaking English and you're abbreviating a French word.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like,
well, you can do it in French too.
At the Dep. What does that even fucking mean?
You can do it in French too. Like, allons y au Dep.
Whoa.
They're like, whoa.
I've never heard
a
French person say that.
I don't think I've...
Dep is almost an English word.
I'm a French person. I mean...
You usually say dépanneur. Like...
Why?
Yeah. For the most part. You could. I'm sure they would understand what you're saying. But French people, you don't say dep as much as English people do.
You just don't say it.
I know. I've heard them say it. You come from a well-refined...
Ontario.
I do not come from Ontario.
Sophie comes from Ontario.
I'm just gonna
Does your phone number start with 416?
No, dude, it's not even starts with 416. She can't even get one. She's a 647.
This is true. But it doesn't mean that this is where I was from.
Back in the day where I worked for a major telecommunications company.
I'm not allowed to say that because I still work for that same company.
Why does
I didn't even say the fucking name of it. Anyway,
Why does Yonge Street have an E in it?
Why is it pronounced Yonge Street? It's clearly Yonge Street.
That's what I kept saying, and people kept laughing at me. I was like, but it's Yonge.
Suck it, Toronto.
What's Spadina?
What rhymes
Your major
with
streets
Spadina?
Are Spadina and Yonge.
It sounds like vagina.
They don't cross. I know
you
this.
You never cross the stream. But do you have any other? Do you have another dumb name stream? Blur? Blur is a name street.
Yeah, Blur. It's huge.
Montreal knows how to name streets. You name them after saints. Politicians. The end.
Separatists.
Glencairn.
And racists.
Gloucester.
Looking at you, René Lévesque. Grew.
No, but René Lévesque's the best.
Toronto has a Queen Street, but they don't do it right because there are no queens.
I know.
Montreal has a Queen Street. It's Saint Laurent.
But only a very short stretch of it. It's not a Queen Street all the way up. We go to St. Laurent, we're just sort of like, we also call it the Main, when it's clearly not the Main. It's just the... I was like, I like how they're just sort of like, oh, it's like your main boulevard. I'm like, it's our main boulevard of partying.
Yep.
So yes.
Yeah,
yes, it is our main street.
How we roll.
It divides the city east and west. It sets all the addresses.
Fair enough, but it's still not the main street. It doesn't get you anywhere. Better ways to get to the 40. There's better ways to get south. You never want to... You can't... It's not even a two-way street. How could your main street not be two ways?
Not everyone
looking at you,
drives.
St. Catherine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think St. Catherine's the main street either.
Yes,
René Lévesque is the main street in Montreal.
No, it is not.
It is.
It's a fucking three lanes in every direction that cuts all the way through the fucking city.
That has nothing on it.
Nothing interesting on it.
It's St.
Catherine. It doesn't matter if there's nothing interesting on it. It's a street.
St. Catherine, St. Laurent.
Sherbrooke.
It's an L.
Sherbrooke is a more Main Street than St. Catherine.
Also One Direction.
Keith, calm the fuck down.
No, Sherbrooke's true.
Everybody knows where St. Catherine is. Everybody else is like sort of iffy on the rest of it. Yeah, Sherbrooke. You're out of fucking town.
Sometimes it's construction.
What now? Wow. Anyways, I'm not from Toronto, but I do like some people in it. I miss the spirit of Montreal.
That's Shom. Shom is the spirit of Montreal. Shom.
You know, I didn't realize that Shom is actually from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
is
not
it really?
At all from... It's Dokusaka.
Yeah. Dokusaka and...
Dokusaka.
And he's not even saying Shom, right? He's saying, like, it's...
That's the noise that he makes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, like, saying Shom. Yeah.
Ah, good old Shom.
What?
How would we get to hear Led Zeppelin without them?
Seriously, if you have ever seen...
CanCon.
Tragically
Once Upon a Time in the West, or any of the, like, the great classic Western films. They were directed by Sergio Leone. And
spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah, spaghetti Westerns. In the late phases of his filmmaking career, he made a film called Dokusaka, which was, like, terribly named, but is, in fact, one of, like, could maybe be considered to be one of the great Western films of all time.
Spaghetti Western.
Yeah, spaghetti Westerns.
They're an important differentiation.
Not really.
Yeah, dude, you need to get it. If you look it up. Go home and look it up.
Mostly because
I am home, and also I've watched more westerns than probably all of
you. Guarantee
you,
but
if you
look at the tropes,
I watch a lot of westerns.
I watch a lot of westerns.
Isn't any western directed by an Italian dude a spaghetti western?
No, it's not that directed by an Italian dude. It's that we're filmed in Italy.
Yeah,
but it also has to do with the tropes. And it's a different beat and it's a different pacing.
Whatever. Sergio Leone is a fucking master of the thing.
If they're action packed, they're probably spaghetti westerns.
Part of his deal was that he had like he's big on making the music work and. Man, there was this whole thing.
Shom, shom, shom. Let's just let John do that for a little bit longer.
I could keep going.
Let's do it. Keep going. Keep doing it. Sophie, for our listeners at home, fucking made homemade marshmallows in 3 flavors, and they're just gooey and sugary delightfulness.
But I screwed them up. They're all sticky.
Whatever. They're fucking piles of sugar.
They're so tasty.
Let's do a fluffy bunny.
What?
Scott, do a fluffy bunny.
No, I
do
almost
it, Scott.
Died.
Do
last
it, Scott,
time.
For our listeners.
Scott. No, I almost
fluffy
died
bunny.
Last time.
What's
do
a
it. You have an ice cold PBR to wash it down.
I haven't had 4 hot dogs for strength.
Absolutely, you have to do this right.
Do a fluffy bunny.
No, I'm not doing a fluffy bunny.
Yeah, you are.
Scott doesn't want to do a fluffy
bunny. You're close.
Bunny. It's when you put it's when you put a marshmallow in your mouth and you say fluffy bunny, but then before you can chew it or you possibly finish it, you put another marshmallow in your mouth.
You keep going until you either die or swallow.
Or can't say fluffy
bunny. Yeah, idea is to see how many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth and still say fluffy bunny.
Yeah, but these marshmallows are not regulation. I mean, these are weird shapes and sizes.
The problem is...
They're 9-to-5 regulation.
I like to think of them as tournament regulation.
The last time I did a fluffy bunny, I got up to 13, and the marshmallows at the back went down my windpipe. And prevented me from breathing.
That was the greatest moment ever. Because he just starts waving his hands and flailing and his eyes are bugging out. I'm like, spit them out, Scott. Spit them out. And he's like... And then I was like, I realized while he was doing it and trying to like contort his jaw, I was like, I pointed and it was like a sudden fucking 80s moment. But I was like,
everyone went
he's
quiet.
Eating through them. And like everybody stopped and looked and he's like... And he's like...
And there was a cheer.
That's great. All right, so stop fucking around. Do it.
So stop fucking around.
I'm not
fucking
doing it.
We're going to say 14.
Do it for the listeners.
I'm married now.
Do it for the
I have
listeners.
People to be responsible to.
No, hey, you have one. And she's not
person.
Even that good. Come on.
Come on.
To be
fluffy
fair,
bunny.
I don't want...
Fluffy
bunny. I put so much love in these marshmallows.
But
I
don't
want
you want to see one of your friends put 14 of them in his mouth?
Yeah, but they're not enjoyed to their full lovely nature.
Oh, that would be so... But
the flavor would be wasted.
Sophie, Sophie. Think about how much the three of us would enjoy them. We'd be enjoying marshmallows in a way you never even intended when you made them.
When you say that, I can't help but go to Dirty Thoughts, so I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What? Why would that even take you to Dirty Thoughts?
Wait,
and
what are you
dirty
doing in the bathroom?
That she wants to leave the room. And have some
I'm having dirty thoughts. I got to go to the bathroom.
Have some private time in the bathroom. Well,
leave the microphone.
You got some porn in there, of course, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tons of porn.
Bachelor pad. Wait,
so, John and I were talking about the other day as to whether or not our generation has seen more naked women than, like, a single person ever has in any previous time.
Undeniably,
ever.
This is true.
Like, we were like the only person who could maybe hold a candle to it was Genghis Khan. Like, maybe he's like, seen more naked.
No, I think that people born after 1975 total up all the nipples they've seen.
Yeah.
Is more than every other person born before 1975.
Including females.
Including females. Yeah. Total nipples they've seen.
I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say I've seen 10,000 naked women. Like,
without a doubt. I, in fact, have been recently, since we've had that conversation, making sure that I look at least 10 a day, just so that I see more tits than Genghis
Khan. This is a trivial effort on your part. This is like... Whatever.
Like,
it's not even difficult for me to do.
Saying now that there are more people alive now than have ever been alive in human history before.
Yeah.
Completely true.
Maybe. Tough. But
it's close to 7 billion people.
Yep.
Like, if more people have died in history than are alive now.
And
each of us have seen thousands and thousands of naked people on the internet.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Sure.
It's just, we were saying that, like, people...
I've seen more people that night on Christmas that you and I and Ronan did Chat Roulette than ever in the last 20 years.
Chat Roulette.
Ronan came over with a laptop and we chat roulette.
Yeah.
Why?
Ronan was being Christopher Walken.
Just for fun. Ronan would just put like a still photo of Christopher Walken and be like, hello, my camera has
Christopher
frozen.
Christopher Walken, my camera is frozen.
Hey, I'm
but like, I'm very shitty at doing this accent, but I'm Ronan, so that's okay.
The best is
if you think back, though, like, before mass transit, the most amount of people you even would have known would be, what, 5,000?
Oh, a couple hundred.
This is ambitious.
Right? So this is before, trains and airplanes and stuff.
Yeah.
The most amount of people you will ever meet.
At a time. Mm-hmm. Just
1,000, 2,000.
Maximum. You can meet.
So even if you saw all of them naked.
In an afternoon, you could run into that walking around in a downtown metropolitan city.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah. Is that, does this
either
promote or discourage, like, promiscuity?
Promiscuity?
Yeah. So I say, so first of all, a lot of dudes have lived and died seeing a pair of tits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of dudes, historically speaking. I'm saying maybe they showed up and fucking went whoring every now and then, so they've seen, like, what? Like you could go fucking frequently whoring in the Middle Ages and see, what, 20 pairs of tits? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have been looking at 10 a day with trivial effort in my life.
Absolutely trivial.
Now, does this promote promiscuity or does it diminish it? I thought it kind of promoted it because I was like, I'm looking at my girlfriend and it's like, instead of her being the fucking be all end all of fucking womanhood.
Keith, you hate tits.
I hate tits. But small tits, I fucking.
This is why you and I could never be.
Small, I just. All despite our best efforts.
Right.
You remember that time I flashed you in the elevator at work and you cried?
It was super awkward. She flashed me in the elevator at work, guys. We were at work, and I don't like boobs.
He was pissing me off at the time. I wanted to make him cry. It totally worked.
It fucking worked. I was like, ah!
For those of you who are just listening, Sophie has fabulous boobs. They're not cry-worthy boobs.
There was a post about them where we just zoomed in on them.
Yeah, this is true.
Actually, not sure they're fabulous.
Scott, John is trying to get us Sophie to flash his boobs.
It's not going to work.
That easy.
Thank you for saying that, though, because it almost worked.
Anyway, so whatever.
Sophie was like, I will show the boobs.
Anyway.
This podcast never gets posted.
No, but guys, we could just act like Sophie showed her boobs. No one would ever know.
That's true.
No matter how loud she denies it.
Whoa, Sophie, fucking put your shirt down. It's gross and scary.
I'm just going to sit here and eat my marshmallows.
With your shirt off. Like a whore.
What?
What?
I don't know. It wouldn't be whore if you weren't eating a marshmallow, but the fact that you're eating a marshmallow adds a whole new spin on it.
See, Keith, it's only because you've seen so much porn that you're ready to just flat out call someone whore.
Well, there is.
Shirt off. She's licking sugar off
there
her fingers, guys.
There are statistics to understand this.
Fidelity.
If you go to Japan, where they have extremely permissive rules about pornography, and have
they have a censor of the vagina,
a super super long cultural history of pornography, they have the lowest sexual
infidelity.
What?
Infidelity.
I'm not sure about infidelity, but I have read that they have the lowest like
sexual crime?
Sexual crime rates.
And their porn is off.
Their porn is like the fucked up. You want to get child porn getting raped by fucking tentacles and shit, and it's
You read hentai manga, whatever, and they're underage, or they're incest, or they're whatever.
Yeah. But all of that stuff is available, and they have very, very, very low rates of sexual crime.
Yeah, but they're repressed in so many other ways.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe, is that what it takes? Having it, like, if pedophiliacs had child porn available to them 24/7, would there be as many children getting sexually abused?
Well, does that make it any less models? Wrong?
You heard that Louis C.K., the horrible...
I brought this up to you.
Okay, fine. You can do it then.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You do it.
I didn't think I would like this beer, but I like it. I'm not talking about Pabst. No.
Sounds like she's talking about Pabst Blue Ribbon, folks.
Which we all love.
It's a so black ale.
Is it another local brewery? Perhaps St. Ambrose?
It's still St. Ambrose.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Anyway,
Louis C.K.
had this thing where he was just talking about how many child rapists are also child murderers, and he was like, maybe because
I hate this. I actually find it awful.
This argument?
It's terrifying.
Yeah, this argument is awful.
It is awful.
He's like, look, the whole world hates child rapists, and then you send them to prison, and they're gonna get murdered or killed in prison, and that's just part of what being a child rapist is. So, like, the child rapists of the world out there are like, look, if I kidnap a kid, I pretty much have to kill him to make sure that he's not going to report me as being a child rapist. And wouldn't things, like, this is horrible to say, wouldn't it work out better if we weren't so angry about child rapists? Like, if we didn't force them to kill the children that they raped, then we would be more likely to have children back after they were raped.
If I had to choose,
do I want my kid killed or do I want him raped and then given back to me? I would probably choose raped and then give him back to me. But this means that we have to, like, go to all the child rapists and be like, no, guys, it's okay. Just give the kids back. We're not gonna get you arrested. But like, what do you do with that? What do you do with that knowledge?
I don't know what to do with that knowledge.
Now, all of a sudden, you have to, like, what's going to happen? You know, the child rapist is going to call you up and be like, hey, I kidnapped your kid. Soccer practice is at 6. I guess I'm just going to drop him off. And you're going to be like, okay. What else are you going to do?
Who is this Louis C.K.? Is that the redhead dude?
Yeah,
he's amazing. He's
super
so
funny, but also super thought-provoking.
Super thought-provoking. Fucked up.
Super fucked up.
But he's right.
That, like, killed my marshmallow buzz.
His delivery of the line, I can't even reproduce it because I'm not Louis C.K., but where he's like, I don't know what to do with this knowledge. It's not good. You know, like,
and the funny, the funniest I put in, like, high air quotes, it's like, the audience isn't even really laughing. Like, he's lost the audience, and he's just, like, telling you this earnestly, being like, this is a horrible truth I may have stumbled on. Like,
he's got two daughters, right?
Yeah, he has two daughters. Like, the audience is, like, laughing, and just sort of, like...
And he's like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this knowledge.
The audience just fades out, like, what?
Yeah.
All right, Scott, that's...
I don't have anything to follow that up with.
You're the closest, probably, chronologically... To becoming a father,
yeah.
Or a parent.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yeah. Would you rather a kid get your son gets killed or sexually abused and then returned to you?
You know what? I don't want Scott to answer.
That's fucking
question.
Scary.
I don't
as
want
fuck.
Scott to fucking think about this.
Next week on 90S, Scott answers this question because Sophie's not here.
That's great, guys.
Yeah. So if you can download it. Either directly off our website or go to iTunes.
Or on iTunes!
We're available there.
It's true.
Completely free.
Yeah.
All free.
All funny.
John.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great. It's my birthday.
It is? Oh, fuck!
Is it today?
It's today.
I thought it was on the 24th.
No.
What is today?
Oh my god.
Pretty
where
sure
am
that's
I?
Today.
John, you know what that means?
Hey, happy birthday, man.
People suddenly go to your Facebook page.
I know.
It's your birthday for another 2 minutes.
So many people that I haven't spoken with in so long, they're all saying happy birthday. Some of them spelled my name wrong.
It's J-O-H-I.
On my Facebook page, which is literally my name is spelled correctly. Inches above the thing that you are typing.
Did I ever tell you about...
Other people are calling you Jonatello now.
Jonatello's fine. It's the J-O-H-N. Like, for fuck's sake, that's just not my name.
My friend down the mirror,
yeah.
Who spins at Hatters.
No you feeling great name dropping like God, that? Does it give you a little chub?
He knows a DJ at a bar.
No, like, the worst bar.
Hatters.
Hatters. Anyway, he kept changing. Like, it was like, whatever, like the 24th of fucking June or something is his actual birthday. But he kept changing it every month. Mm-hmm. And, like, the same people, month to month, would be like, "Happy birthday, Dan!" I was like,
"Oh, Lemieux?"
Yeah.
Like, he'd change it in Facebook, but then all the other people would get the alert.
The alert being like, "It's Dan's birthday today." Yeah. And they'd be like, "Happy birthday, Dan!" Change it to like 2 months later down the road. "Happy birthday, Dan!"
Amazing.
Like, oh my God.
Dozens of birthday things. And I was just sort of like, at one point, I forget who it was, but I called someone out. I was just sort of like, wait a second, so-and-so at such and such time posted, "Happy birthday, Dan." Mm-hmm. Same person at this time posted, "Happy birthday, Dan." Same person.
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday. Fucking like 6 times in the past 8 months, the same person posted "Happy birthday, Dan."
Amazing.
I was like, this person has not noticed, even though they've been wishing you a happy birthday pretty much every month.
That's
so amazing. Who's the weirdest?
The weirdest?
Facebook. Yeah.
Like, Jem and the holograms.
No, who's the weirdest person to come out of the woodwork of Facebook to...
So I have my birthday's not on
Emily
Facebook.
Emily Mitchell.
Who's Emily Mitchell?
Oh, man.
So, I wasn't hoping for a specific name. I was gonna go with it. There was this girl once.
No, this is super weird. Like, I don't know. I'm not gonna tell the whole Emily Mitchell story. It's a trial that does not deserve to be.
Tune in next week on 90S where John tells the
Emily Mitchell story.
But there's a couple of she's not the only one. But there's like a lot of like weird people who I don't really keep too much in touch with anymore who just like popped up.
I deleted my birthday fucking 4 or 5 years ago, whatever, off Facebook.
Yeah, but you're a Jehovah's Witness, a recovering Jehovah's Witness, and I actually think that
he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Like, what is your fucking birthday? You never celebrated it? How do you even know?
I'm just aging, and I don't know why.
For those of you listening, Keith's birthday is May 26th.
It's super easy to remember because Scott's birthday is May 23rd.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, our birthdays are 3 days apart.
I'm a horrible friend.
Your birthday is in fucking September.
Nobody knows my birthday because I don't celebrate it except for that one time where I wore a dress.
I'm going to... Oh, we went.
Was
to
it the time that Jaime came out and...
Huh?
Had good
no,
time?
That was Jaime's birthday.
Oh, that was Jaime's birthday.
Hey, Jaime.
You can't play a sword mage.
You can't play a sword mage and we're going to kick you out of the D&D game.
A fucking lawn talk comes to your defense in a chivalrous way. You know somebody's had too much to drink.
God, that was...
That's the real fucking crime, Jaime, if you're listening.
Is it?
It's when lawn talk...
is chivalrous in comparison.
When lawn talk is chivalrous in comparison to your actions...
and telling you you're out of line.
You took a wrong turn. You took a wrong turn down Morality Street when lawn talk's like, "Whoa there, bud."
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Ah, that's what I really wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about it, I guess, maybe on the next 90S, because we're on this... almost wrapping up. I want to talk about, like...
something else that is not going to be talked about on this podcast?
Yeah. We're going to talk about it next time.
All right.
We're wrapping up. We have maybe another 5-6 minutes. Does anybody have anything terribly important that they would like to share? Sophie, that sigh. Sophie.
Music? What are people listening to?
Sophie, put your shirt back on. Swear to God, it's going to increase listenership by 100% when I'm like, "Sophie recorded this podcast." Topless.
No, it's
true.
Not.
John, we're going to know that
John, what
talks.
Music are you listening to?
I'm not listening to any music. I have nothing. I have Childish literally not
Gambino.
Heard a single new tune in fucking...
What do you listen to, John?
4 months.
Like, what kind?
He listens to everything.
Yeah.
Red Fang.
What?
I'm sold on Red Fang.
Send
right
him
now.
The link. Send
What's
him
Red
link?
Fang?
Red Fang is amazing.
Metal. Okay.
It's a metal.
What is
metal.
It?
It's
metal.
Like old school metal.
I like old school metal.
Yep. It's fucking amazing. I will put up prehistoric dogs and wires for you. Scott was like, "They're okay."
What do you think about stuff?
Yeah, the music video was okay.
For some reason, God Will...
What is it? Lives on God.
What did I listen to on my way here?
Yes.
God Lives Underwater.
God Lives Underwater.
Yeah, God Lives Underwater.
Why is it playing? Yeah, there's some.
From your mouth.
Well, that's super
right.
good. Yeah,
super
your mouth.
Weird.
The eating guy. The guy who... The reverse video of the champion Asian eater.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Childish Gambino.
Well, Childish Gambino is amazing.
Yeah, no, I've listened to all of his mixtapes and everything.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a post. It's probably going to go before this podcast about the two Childish Gambino mixtapes that he made.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Just a Rapper, mm-hmm. where he's just rapping over indie tracks. So fucking good. He's coming March 25th.
Really?
Yeah.
To Montreal.
Yeah.
Wow, we should fucking go
Sunday,
see them.
Sunday, go, yeah.
Speaking of
it's
awesome.
It's Sunday, so it's going to be like if you finish work at 8.
Yeah, no problem.
Speaking of awesome hip-hop, I've been listening to Chitty Bang.
Yeah, you were telling me. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a test kit.
Chitty Bang delivers. They're a duo. It's a white guy who mixes beats.
I've lost you. White guys don't make hip-hop.
They produce.
I'm sorry. Beastie Boys, fuck your couch.
Sorry.
Only the best-selling hip-hop artist of all time.
It's the best-selling hip-hop artist...
Of all time?
It's no. The only hip-hop artist
no,
I like.
It's the best-selling hip-hop group and the best-selling single hip-hop artist are both white.
Yeah, the best-selling rap single of all time
is Vanilla Ice. Is Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, best-selling hip-hop single is Vanilla Ice. Best-selling hip-hop solo artist is Eminem. Best-selling hip-hop group is the Beastie Boys.
Take that, black people.
Oh, my God.
And Chitty Bang is the black dude raps, and it's light and it's funny, and their first single, non-single, they released it just to the internet.
Okay.
The beat is a remix of MGMT's Kids. It's called The Opposite of Adults. Totally worth watching.
You can't sing that anymore because you're tone deaf.
Also drunk.
Unbelievably drunk. Sophie, what are you listening to? Metal!
Like yep.
Red Vein.
Red Fang.
Red Fang.
Yeah.
Say something about them.
Do one of your...
What are they like?
I have the girliest fucking Disney princess voice. I have a hard time describing it. It's like if Motorhead calmed down a bit.
Sounds lame, because Motorhead can never calm down.
And was a little bit more versatile with their songs.
You don't need to be versatile when you're addicted to speed.
As much as I love Motorhead, I'm just saying, like, they're just... I don't know how to describe them or how to make an amalgamation to describe what it is that they sound like. They sound like classic, good, raw metal without it being classified in a chart of subgenres and whatever.
Okay.
It's just straight-up music, and it's awesome.
All right, I'll put a link to them.
You will.
People can listen to them.
It's like when Motorhead came out, they weren't really calling themselves metal. It's just like really hard rock.
Well, it was.
It's rock and roll.
Motorhead came out, and then they were later called speed metal, right? Like it was like they just came out, and people were like, "What?" Mm-hmm. They're just sort of like, "We're just gonna play really faster, possibly because we're on speed," and that's what happened.
Yeah. What else do I listen to? I don't know. I've been into local groups as well lately, trying to discover other stuff. There's
by
this.
Local, she means to.
No, by local will be Montreal. Like, I really like Endast.
A Simple Plan.
Priestess.
What the fuck Endast? Is Simple Plan?
Endast? Endast.
Endast, yeah.
Endast. I've heard of them.
Yes, because I've mentioned them several times.
Not just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he knows a DJ who plays at the Hatters.
It's true.
Yes.
Dan Lemire is also really good friends with Big James, yes, so it's not, like, impossible. Like what you just said is actually, like... Probably plays Endast at Hatters.
You name dropping son of a bitch.
And a Toronto band that I'm really into is the True Romantics. It's actually really good.
They perform sometimes with really awesome makeup.
Well, I painted them up like Mexican sugar skulls on the Day of the Dead. It was kind of awesome.
The Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
What is Cinco de Mayo?
Shut the fuck up.
They sound like if Johnny Cash, like...
Played metal? But you don't know who Johnny Cash listens to, because you don't like him.
No, anyway. I know who he is, I just don't like him.
Hurry up. John, sit back down. We're going to wrap up in, like, a second.
You just turned the lights on.
You did turn the lights on. Alright, this was a podcast.
I think this needs heavy editing.
I'm not even gonna.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What are we going to edit out?
You also haven't even mentioned
Emily
that this
Mitchell?
Is my first fucking podcast with you guys.
No, we did. We talked about this. And we were like, this is Sophie.
Right
this
at the start.
Amazing.
This is Sophie's, like, triumphant return.
I thought you deleted that part because you paused it instead.
Might edit it back in.
Nine to five.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.